वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 14 लॉर्ड कृष्णा एक्सप्लेन्स द योगा सिस्टम टेक्स्ट नंबर 2 भवतोदारतस्वामिन् भक्तियोगो नपेक्षितः भक्तियोगो नपेक्षितः निरस्य सर्वतः संगम् निरस्य सर्वता संगम् येन त्वय्याविशेन्मनः येन त्वय्याविशेन्मनः भवतोदारतः स्वामिन् भक्तियोगो नपेक्षितः निरस्य सर्वता संगम् येन त्वय्याविशेन्मनः भवतोदारतः स्वामिन् भक्तियोगो नपेक्षितः निरस्य सर्वता संगम् येन त्वय्याविशेन्मनः भवतोदारतः स्वामिन् भक्तियोगो नपेक्षितः निरस्य सर्वता संगम् येन त्वय्याविशेन्मनः भवतोदारतः स्वामिन् भक्तियोगो नपेक्षितः निरस्य सर्वतः संगम् येन त्वय्याविशेन्मनः भवतोदारतः स्वामिन् भक्तियोगो नपेक्षितः निरस्य सर्वतः संगम् येन त्वय्याविशेन्मनः मतजिस् भवतोदारतः स्वामिन् भक्तियोगो नपेक्षितः निरस्य सर्वता संगम् येन त्वय्याविशेन्मनः भवता बै यू उदाहृत क्लियरली स्टेटेड स्वामिन् ओ मै लॉर्ड भक्ति योग डिवोशनल सर्विस अनपेक्षिता without material desires, nirasya, removing, sarvata, in all respects, sangam, material association, by yena, by which, devotional service, tvai, in your lordship, avishet, may enter, Manaha, the mind. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki. My dear Lord, you have clearly explained the process of unalloyed devotional service by which a devotee removes all material association from his life, enabling him to fix his mind on you. Purport. It is now clearly established that pure devotional service is the supreme process for fixing the mind in the supreme truth, Lord Krishna. The next point is to be clarified is this. Can everyone practice this process? Or is it limited to an elite class of transcendentalists? In discussing the relative advantages of different spiritual processes, one must immediately ascertain the goal of spiritual life and then isolate the process that actually awards this goal. Processes must be defined in terms of primary and secondary functions. A method that gives one the highest perfection is primary, whereas processes that merely assist or enhance the primary function are considered secondary. The mind is most flickering and unsteady, and therefore by clear intelligence one must fix oneself in a progressive mode of life, and thus one can achieve the absolute truth in this lifetime. This is the sober purpose of Lord Krishna's conversation with Sri Uddhava. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuro Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhyayevacha Padidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Yadvaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Welcome all the devotees for today morning's Srimad Bhagavatam class. And it's a great privilege and responsibility to speak in front of all the devotees. So seek blessings from all the senior Vaishnavas that are here. And especially in the month of Kartik, it is even more auspicious to attend the Srimad Bhagavatam class. So this particular chapter, Uddhava is very eagerly inquiring from Lord Krishna about these two questions that he poses, that it seems to be that the Vedic literatures are promoting so many different paths, so many different ways to get liberation or achieve the goal of life. And Uddhava asks that, is there any preference? Is there or any of these processes that different Brahmavadis, different sages are prescribing? Most of the Upanishads are named after different rishis that spoke these Upanishads. The Mundaka Upanishad, the Aitreya Upanishad, and different Puranas are also spoken by different people, different exalted beings. The Garuda Purana was spoken by Garuda. So it seems to be that in different Puranas and Itihasas, there are different processes that are being given. And Uddhava is inquiring, and already Lord Krishna has had explained the best and the highest is devotional service, especially pure devotional service, as here he mentions, bhakti yoga nirapekshita. Devotional service, but it has to be without any material desire. Because that material desire, wherever it comes, it spoils the product, it spoils the bhakti. So therefore Uddhava is here is inquiring. Although you have, is kind of again saying that you have clearly explained, it's not that you didn't explain the process of unalloyed devotional service. But are other processes have the same relevance, or is this the most relevant? Basically he wants Krishna, Lord Krishna, to again re-establish that devotion service is the best process to take up or give one's life to. In one of the Upanishads, the essence of all the Vedas and Upanishads and the Itihasas and Puranas is that there are five goals or five objectives for which this entire body of knowledge exists. This is famously known in the Vedanta circles as Artha Panchakam. The Artha is goal, and the goal of all the Vedas is this five things. And the verse goes as this: Prapyasya Brahmano Rupam Praptasya Pratyagatmana Praptupayam Phalam Chaiva Tata Prapti Virodhicha Vadanti Sakala Veda Sa Itihasa Puranaka. That this is what the Vedas, Puranas, Itihasas and all the Upanishads that are there, they are speaking about these five things. And the first thing that the Vedas tries to explain to us, bring to our attention, is Prapyasya Brahmano Rupam. Brahman, the Supreme Absolute, the source of everything, they discuss about that topic. They discuss about the Supreme Lord. And the Supreme Lord has three aspects: the Brahman, the Paramatma and the Bhagavan. And because Krishna, that Supreme Lord Brahman, is also all pervading. In fact, he says that there is no place that I don't exist. He is pervading in everything. And one devotee was explaining that how can we see the presence of Krishna in everything? Because even the scientists and everyone is trying to know what is the end of all this. Because it seems to be that the entire existence is very intelligently being designed. And all the scientists, everyone, recently this man who was one of the most prominent scientists, Stephen Hawking, He died and he was atheistic. But in his book, Brief History of Time, he concludes saying the goal of all research is to understand the mind of God. Now, he may have different definition for what God is. But to know why does this exist? Because when you see something, then naturally you ask that why? And in trying to understand the universe, understand the earth, so many intelligent people are putting their brains and hard work into it. And I see in United States, the so much funding goes into all these fields. And at these colleges, MIT, Harvard, Yale, you see so much of their research is going into trying to understand. And just today morning, I got a news that one of the prominent research at Harvard Medical School, was that there was a professor, Dr. Paul. He had come up with this theory that we can manufacture the heart. The heart cells, we can manufacture them. And this was a breakthrough research that kind of startled the world. And then today the news came that it was all fabricated data. And he had taken millions of dollars. And it's a big kind of blemish on the scientific community that those so-called who are trying to understand and explore the world, both the biology and the physicality, that often it becomes a funding game. It becomes a fight for funds. And for that, for getting funds, then people also fabricate data. But intelligence, aptitude, is definitely an important element for you to understand something. And therefore, there is so many aptitude tests, say the JEE or all these exams, or in United States, the SAT, the Scholastic Aptitude Test. They check your brain power, your cognitive powers, that how well can you think and how well can you think beyond the box. And this intelligence is able to give us all this technology that we are surrounded by, the microphone, the laptop, the lights. But it has its limitations. And some of the scientists, especially when I was interacting with some of them, then some of them, they actually accept that the logic and the intelligence has its limitations. And there is a whole book written that by a scientist, that how reason fails and why beliefs matter. And because based on your belief, you start to have a outlook towards life. And this aptitude is definitely a very important element trying to understand. And most of us, we have experienced that some subjects are easy to understand and some subjects go a bouncer. For me, when I was studying, there was only one course in economics. And even that, I couldn't grasp the economics. But then there was another course in the quantum mechanics, which I somehow was able to grasp. And my other friends were saying that economics you couldn't understand. But quantum mechanics you could grasp, you topped in that. Said, what to do? Some aspects of my brain work and some aspects don't work. So, aptitude is a very limited faculty, especially when it comes to tries to understand. But still, many scientists all over the world, especially I recently came across this research by this one particular Russian mathematician called as George Cantor. And he has done extensive research or kind of work on this theory of infinity, the infinite series and all this. And it's an amazing understanding, that which is very close to what we try to understand Krishna's infinite nature. And basically, the laws that are applicable to finite numbers are not applicable to infinite numbers. Say, how many numbers are there? 1, 2, 3, 4. Natural numbers are 1, 2, 3, 4 till infinity. How many even numbers are there? 2, 4, 6, 8. They're also infinity. And then he kind of discusses, are the natural numbers bigger than even numbers? If you take infinite, then they are the same, although they are the half of it, still in the infinite series, they are the same. And he kind of concludes that this concept of infinity is not just because we are not, but it's something which doesn't obey the rules that finite beings or finite numbers can be applied to. And then, of course, maybe in some other occasion, we can discuss the whole theory of infinity that he presents. And he writes that, I see all these amazing things about the infinite existence. And he also says that within this limited space, how many points are there? There are infinite points. And then he says, somehow, I had shared this on our group also, somehow even over that supreme is, even within finite things, he has placed infinity everywhere. So which is the nature of Krishna, because Krishna is existing everywhere. Therefore, that aspect of infinity exists even within finite things. But obviously, this is all kind of speculative endeavor to somehow try to understand Krishna. So the aptitude doesn't help much. And then there are some theories that think that if I elevate myself, if because I am on the earth planet, or because I am in Mumbai, or because of my social altitude or the physical place where I locate, therefore I am not able to meet the Supreme. Therefore I need to elevate myself to the heavenly planets, or to the Brahmaloka, or higher and higher. This kind of social altitude also doesn't help for us, for somebody to, if he wants to meet Krishna. Long back when the ex-president of United States, Obama, he had come to India, then many people wanted to meet him. But obviously, only the very few people were allowed to meet, and there is a nice picture that somebody captured, that Obama is sitting in a room, and outside his room there is all these big shots of India, all the richest people of India, they're all standing in line in a queue, wanting to go and meet him. All, I don't want to name anyone, but you can guess. So everyone was standing in line. Because, and they are getting to meet the president because they have a social position. But when it comes to Krishna, even your social altitude, neither your cognitive aptitude is sufficient for you to get the opportunity to meet Krishna. Because Krishna is not impressed by either your aptitude or by your altitude. But Lord Krishna, you may guess, is very much impressed. What is the attitude in which you are coming to me? And the scientists, most people, when you meet someone else, usually the attitude in which we meet others is that, how can he help me? Or how can he benefit me? Any situation, what's in it for me? The United States wants many Indians to come and study there because the students there, they are covered by insurance and they don't have that aptitude to study enough. But people from China and India, they pay the money. Especially the Chinese, it is said that the exchange rate between US dollar and Chinese, yen, is not much. It's like 7 times compared to Indian rupees. It's like 74, 75 times. So almost 50% of the property in United States is bought by the Chinese. So even United States itself doesn't belong to them. It is all taken by the other party, especially because of the rates. And usually whenever somebody joins college or somebody joins any company, you only think that by joining this company, I will get benefited. You don't think that I am going to benefit this company. Of course, in the interview, that's what is said, that I will be a very good asset to your company. But usually we look for how can I exploit the other person. And the whole scientific endeavor in trying to understand God is only to wanting to exploit. They want to understand the atom because they want to exploit the atomic energy for their own use. But it's okay with things if you want to understand. But with people, when you want to understand somebody to exploit him, then it is the person can guess and he won't reveal all his information. Like if I come to any one of you or anyone comes on the street and asks you, which day do you go to deposit your money in the bank? And which bank do you go? Now the first question you will ask is, why do you want to know? Or if somebody asks, where does your children study? Somebody on the street. You will not immediately reveal the information. Of course, nowadays because of the social network, everything is put already on the Facebook. That I study here, this is where I work. So if somebody wants to exploit you, they don't have to become actually your physical friend. If they become your Facebook friend, that's sufficient. Then they get to know everything. And even when somebody comes to you, you start revealing about you, the more and more you start developing trust in that person that yes, you know him. Like most of the people, they can't go anywhere in Bombay. They are restricted. You can go on the roads, but not every building is you can approach. Because everybody doesn't trust you because there is no access. So same way when it comes to Krishna, the demons try to exploit like Ravana. And when they try to exploit, then Krishna cheats them. Lord Ram cheats them by showing them Maya Sita. They could only grab the Maya Sita, the illusory Sita. And then that illusory Sita, who is none other than Durga Devi, becomes the cause of destruction. And even those who are not outright demons, but those who have material desires, the demigods, say in this, the pastime of Govardhan Lila, Indra got upset that I am not being offered the Indra Puja, and therefore I need to destroy Vrindavan. So either demons or demigods, when they have this nature to exploit, then they cannot exactly understand Krishna. And above this tendency to exploit is another attitude of exploring, that I want to explore. And especially in the West, most people come to Krishna consciousness because they just want to explore. What is this life all about? And they stay for a while, and if they really understand the philosophy or they get attracted to the process, they stay. But usually, I want to check out because there is this FOMO, fear of missing out. I don't know what is happening there. I just want to go out, check, go around and see what it is about. And even with Krishna, say somebody comes to you, he just wants to explore all your pockets. What is there in your pockets? You feel very awkward. Same with Krishna, whoever has come to Krishna just to explore, Krishna calls them as jigyasu. They just are inquisitive to know about God. They may not really develop the desire to love Him. And Brahma, Lord Brahma, He comes to Vrindavan because when He hears that Aghasur was killed, so He thinks that who is this boy? Let me go and explore. What are his powers? So when Brahmaji comes to explore Vrindavan, he doesn't see the real Vrindavan. In fact, he gets bewildered because this exploration is also not the right attitude in which Krishna allows entry into Vrindavan or into his pastimes. But when the attitude is not that of either exploiting or exploring, but it is the attitude of gratitude that we want to express our love, our desire to serve Him. So when the attitude is that of I want to express my love, my gratitude to you, then the doors of spiritual world start to open. And in this month of Kartik, it is a very auspicious time because so many pastimes, the favorite pastimes of Lord Krishna, He does in this month. And when I was hearing one talk about the whole Kartik, and it's always difficult to put, because as intelligent or with some intellect, you always want to put all the pastimes or different things in some kind of chronology and everything. So this devotee was explaining that Lord Krishna primarily has three ages. He has Balya Leela, He has Pauganda Leela, and He has Kaishor Leela. And the speciality of Kartik is that all three ages, pastimes are covered in the Kartik month. In regards to the Balya Leela, the most famous of it is Krishna stealing the butter. That was his, what he is famous for. And the Damodar Leela is the celebration of the Krishna's Bal Leela. And I was recently hearing Bilo Mangal Thakur's Krishna Karnamrita, and in that he explains many of the naughty pastimes that Lord Krishna does as a Bal Gopal, stealing the butter. So I'll just mention one of that. So he writes in form of a poetry. And the story goes that once a gopi, she came to her house and she was aghast because the doors were open. And she immediately suspect there is some theft here. Somebody has broke into my house to steal. And immediately she goes, and usually if you want to check, the most precious things that are kept in the house, usually that is jewelry, the golden ornaments. So she goes to the bedroom and she checks. There is nothing that is touched there. Then she goes to other places and finally she hears some noise from the kitchen. And as she suspected, it was Krishna, the blackish boy, who was trying to do something in the kitchen. So immediately she very silently goes and catches Krishna's hand. Just like here Mother Yashoda is catching Krishna's hand and tying him. So she catches Krishna's hand. And the dialogue between Krishna and this gopi, this elder gopi, is put in terms of a poem. And this gopi asks, Kastvam Bala. And so she is asking his identity. O child, who are you? Kastvam. Who are you, my child? And Krishna has to tell about him. What is his identity? But the answer he gives reveals the psychology or what the way Krishna is thinking as a child. Because he has unlimited names and unlimited ways in which he reveals. But here, to this gopi, to this elderly gopi, Krishna replies that I am Balanuja. That I am the brother of Balram. And why is he saying that? Why is he giving him this identity? Because usually when he fights or when he plays with his friends, if there is any disturbance, then he tells his friends, do you know who I am? I am the brother of Balram. And Bala means strong. It's just like saying I am the relative of some big don. Then everything gets like cleared, traffic signals, everything gets cleared. So same way, Krishna used to use this technique to win over his friends by saying, I am Balanuj, I am the brother of Balram. But that technique may work with his friends. But will that technique work with an elderly gopi? Because she is not afraid of another kid who is Balram. Because she is big, he is small. But Krishna very innocently, he says that, I am Balanuja, thinking that same technique will work and she will let me go. But she doesn't get afraid. She asks, next question. She asks, Kim Ihate? That, okay, you may be the brother of Balram. And another reason why Krishna says, I am brother of Balram, because Balramji had a very clean chit. He was not known to be the stealer of butter. Unless till Krishna came into the picture, then he also joined the party. But otherwise, Balramji was born 1 year before. So most people in the neighborhood knew Balramji as a very good boy. So therefore he is saying, I am the brother of a very good man, good boy, therefore leave me. But she asked the next question that, okay, you are brother of Balram, but what are you doing in my house? Kim Ihate? Because I didn't invite you. So what are you doing here? And especially in this dark place. And that time, Krishna, as a child, he suddenly comes to a realization or an awareness. He starts to look around. And he starts to say, oh, this is not my house. Because that's what he says, Man Mandira Shankaya. He says that, oh, I thought this is my house. And as if to make believe the gopi, that it's not that I entered your house, I thought this is my house. And it's not like typical apartment complex where every house is same and you get confused. Or most of the world, the same structure everywhere you go. But in the Vedic times, every house was unique. Even now in India, most places, almost all streets are unique. So it's not the same structure because of which Krishna got confused. So, but he wanted to kind of get some excuse from her to let her go. But even after Krishna kind of clarifies, by mistake I entered this house, the gopi still doesn't stop the interrogation. Says, okay, by mistake you might have entered another house. You should come to know as soon as you enter the house, like the chapel. Sometimes all the brahmacharis chapel are almost the same, the saffron type. But as soon as you put your legs into it, you can come to know whether this is mine or not. Says, she asks the next question. Yuktam tat navanita patre vivare hastam. Okay, you are here, but why is your hand inside the butter pot? That you are caught butter-handed. Your hand in the butter. So why is your hand in the butter? And now what will Krishna explain? Because the crime is caught. Just like here, the crime was caught and Mother Yashoda is punishing Krishna. So he's saying, I am seeing you stealing the butter. So why is your hand in the butter? And then Krishna, again, just to increase the sweetness of this pastime, he says that recently I have been given the responsibility of taking care of calves. And I am a very responsible person. So even if one calf is missing, I get very worried. And I can't sleep, and therefore I am searching for my calf. And because the calf is white, and I saw in this pot there is something white, and therefore I am searching for the calf in the pot, which doesn't make sense at all. But Krishna is making up something just to enhance this innocence pastime that he does. And hearing this, that I am searching for the calf in the butter pot, the gopi can't stop laughing. And her grip gets loose. And as soon as her grip gets loose, Krishna immediately escapes. And as he is escaping, he also doesn't want to show to the world that he is eating butter. So he starts to lick all his hands so that he is all clean, and then he runs away. So, Bilumangal Thakur says that iti evam varavallabi prativacha krishnasya pushnatuna, that let that Krishna who does this sweet pastimes as a bal nourish my existence, my soul. And in the Pauganda Leela, Lord Krishna he also does many sweet pastimes. In the Gopastami is the marking of the Pauganda Leela, and also Govardhan Leela. And in the Kaishora age, when he becomes the full grown adolescent, then he does the Ras Leela, the Sharat Purnima, then he does the Rasa Yatra. The Bahulashtami, so all these pastimes, so all the three pastimes, so no matter which rasa you are in, if you worship this month with full heart and perform some austerities and pray to Krishna in this month, then you get the benefit. And that's why this month is considered to be very special. And also, we all take different vows. This month is called as Urja Vrata. And His Holiness Sachidananda Maharaj was explaining that Urja means strength. And if you want spiritual strength to overcome the difficulties of the mind, then you have to take some Vrata. And that vow, whatever we take, it is only a step so that Vrata becomes a Vritti. It has to become a lifestyle, it has to become a habit. If it is only for a while, then maybe it is only to decrease your vata or your kapha. Many people take vows to reduce their weight. But the vrata is supposed to be increase spiritual strength, and so that we go on the spiritual path, especially in this month, because as Uddhava explains here that the mind, how can it be fixed? So just to conclude with the starting thing, that the Upanishads explain the five goals. So the first is Brahmana Rupam, Prapyasya Brahmano Rupam. They explain what is the nature of absolute truth. Then Praptasya Pratyagatmana, what is the nature of the soul? That is also explained. Pratyupayam, and what is the best method, upaya, for the soul to reach the Supreme Lord? And phalam chaiva. And what is the benefit, what is the fruits, what is the rewards that await you when you go there? And the last thing that the Vedas, all the Upanishads, they explain is tata prapti virodicha. And for attaining that, what is the virodhi? What is that obstacle that is stopping us? And definitely one of the most biggest obstacles is the mind. And therefore we pray in this Damodar month that salame manasi avirastam. That let my mind be constantly be fixed at your lotus feet and this beautiful pastimes of Krishna stealing the butter. So stop here. Beg pardon if I spoke anything beyond my realization, and if anything was worth meditating and taking, I am very grateful. Srila Prabhupada ki.